With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. House votes to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Tuesday evening's vote was tight, even with the arrival of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who's been away from Washington for cancer treatment. The final vote was 214 to 213. The impeachment vote follows the Biden administration's handling of the border. Also at SRNNews.com, a former Biden family member business partner scorched President Biden in an explosive opening statement at a House impeachment inquiry deposition Tuesday.
Bubba Linsky, a former Navy officer who worked alongside first son Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden on a venture in China, told House investigators his testimony will help prove President Biden is corrupt. The family business partner turned whistleblower said that President Biden was the, quote, brand his family sold to get rich from foreign governments.
Edwin Mora reporting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin released from the hospital. The Pentagon says he's in good condition after he was hospitalized Sunday for a bladder issue. The defense secretary was hospitalized last month for an infection related to surgery for prostate cancer. About half of Americans think President Biden got off easy in the classified documents investigation.
A new Reuters-Ipsos poll shows that 53% of Americans agree with the statement that Biden received special treatment because he is the president. Last week, federal prosecutors announced they would not prosecute him for mishandling classified documents. Nearly half of respondents said they were somewhat familiar with the special counsel's description of the 81-year-old president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The death toll from the wildfire in Lahaina climbs to 101. This is SRN News. An Ohio city drops criminal charges against a pastor.
A municipal prosecutor in Bryan has dismissed code violation charges against Chris Avell over his around-the-clock ministry to the homeless and others in need of help, even as the two sides work to end the dispute that has landed in federal court. The pastor has countersued the city, accusing Bryan officials of harassment and intimidation. He says he wants to serve all the people of the small town, less than 9,000 people in northwestern Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua declares all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests were kicked out of the country last year. There were dozens of incidents of harassment. Protestants are being targeted as well, and exiles say 2024 will probably be worse. The persecution's become so pervasive that it's silencing criticism of the authoritarian government and even mentions of the repression from Nicaraguan pulpits. The Pope has been silent on the issue. This is SRN News. Police in northern India fired tear gas to prevent thousands of protesting farmers demanding minimum crop prices from marching in protest.
What the farmers are asking for is to have a minimum and set price for their crops. And they believe that was something that was promised to them the last time farmers protested, about 3 years ago. And that protest lasted about a year. And so police are trying everything they can to try and prevent these thousands of farmers from making their way to New Delhi. And already police have fired tear gas on the protesters using drones as some of the protesters were trying to breach those barricades to get through to the city.
Stocks took a nosedive Tuesday after a bad report on inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 700 points as a major sell-off rattled Wall Street. More details at SRNNews.com.